precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it. Proverbs 21:20. Hi, I'm Rob West. God's word couldn't be any plainer on the need to live below one's means and to be able to save for the future. To do that, you need a budget. Chad Clark is here to share some interesting facts about budgeting. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's always great to have Chad Clark with us on the program. He's the executive director here at FaithFi, and that gives him a great perspective on all that we do to teach and reach God's people with this important message of biblical stewardship. Chad, great to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me.
Chad, one of your many duties here at FaithFi is keeping tabs on our app, leading our app development team, and we'll talk a bit more about that in a minute. But first, you've actually been doing some research on budgeting in general. Share that with us.
Yeah, there's some new numbers that came out in a survey from NerdWallet that found a lot more people budget than you might originally think. In fact, the poll of 2,000 Americans ages 18 and up, 3/4 of them say they have a monthly budget.
All right.
That's good news. Right?
Yeah.
That's good until you hear the next stat, which shows that 84% of those respondents sometimes exceed their monthly budget. Mm. So it doesn't seem like the budget's doing a very good job of helping them out.
No.
So of those who do overspend, 44% cover that difference using credit cards, which we can then assume 56% are using their savings in order to overspend their budget.
Yeah, it's really scary, but it makes sense because we always tell people that if you aren't living on a budget, you'll eventually go into debt once you use up any savings you have. So why do you suppose some people don't budget at all?
Well, I've been doing this for quite some time, Rob, and I've heard a lot of different excuses and reasons. Some of the common ones I hear a lot are it takes too much time, it's too difficult, and people don't like doing math.
right.
One that I hear a lot is that people just don't seem to stick to it. It seems like a diet to them, and they just aren't able to be successful at being consistent. I often hear people say just, I don't need a budget. I'm doing fine. And so that's one that we want to obviously unpack a little bit. And others I often hear say it limits me. So those are some of the common excuses I hear why people don't have a budget.
Yeah. And as I think through each of those that you just mentioned, it seems like a lot of those excuses are based on misconceptions, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty of misconceptions. And let's unpack just a few here and see if we can dispel some of these. One is a budget is about cutting expenses. It's not really about that. It's about prioritizing your spending. It's about making good financial decisions. That's really what the budget is. It's a decision-making tool. It's not just about cutting things out.
Yeah.
The other common misconception we hear is a budget is too rigid. And the truth is a budget is only as rigid as you make it. So you can make as many adjustments as frequently as you need to allow the budget to, again, help you make good decisions. One we just talked about previously was that I don't need a budget. And often people say I don't need a budget because I make enough money to not need a budget. And again, there's a little bit of pride that sometimes comes in that that doesn't recognize that, again, a budget is a decision-making tool. And it's there to equip you to be wise and faithful with what God has entrusted to you. So everybody needs a budget to help them make those good decisions.
Yeah, well, that's really helpful, Chad. And to take that one step further, even multi-million dollar companies have budgets. So I make enough is definitely not a viable excuse. All right, now we mentioned the FaithFi app. We've got a minute left. So how can the FaithFi app actually help folks who want to get on a budget and stick to it in the new year, perhaps for the very first time?
Yeah. I think with the FaithFi app, we've designed it to be a tool that is there to assist you. It's there as your assistant. It's there to help you stay organized and be intentional with every dollar you have. But there's a few unique elements of the FaithFi app that I want to highlight here with just a few seconds left. It's designed to meet your needs. There are three different ways you can manage money in the app to fit your unique money management style. The next point is that it's designed to establish rhythms that work for you. Whether that's daily check-ins or weekly reviews, the app will help you develop good money management habits. And finally, it's about more than the money. The content and community elements of the FaithFi app are designed to help you grow in your relationship with the Lord and help you to be a good and faithful steward for His glory.
Folks, you need to download this app. Julie and I use it to manage our money. It is that decision-making tool that Chad mentioned. It's better than ever. And when you blend the content and the money management tools and the rhythms, it'll be a game changer for you. Chad, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Folks, you can check it out at faithfi.com. Click app or go to your app store and search for FaithFi, Faith and Finance. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. On this day in history, a woman from Ohio arrived in the country of India. Her name was Isabella Thoburn, and she began serving there as a teacher in 1869. She had a heart to teach the girls of India to read and to understand the Word of God. Eventually, Isabella founded a college, one that still teaches women to this day. But why would Isabella leave her home to do this? The Apostle Paul's words have inspired many like her. Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." That's the only way to live boldly for the glory of Christ. You'll get more daily encouragement through daily time in God's Word. Try out Anchor Devotional today. Visit getanchor.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime. Choose your own provider. And select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Crossmark Global Investments. They are a faith-based firm with a goal of offering values-based investments to help align financial choices and faith, ensuring a portfolio that reflects what matters most. Crossmark does this through investment solutions that span the capital market spectrum, from large cap to small cap strategies, including equity, fixed income, and balanced strategies. They are led by industry veteran Bob Dahl, CFA, a regular guest on the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at crossmarkglobal.com.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Looking forward to taking your calls and questions today on a cold day in January. I know here in Atlanta, at least, it's chilly outside. I suspect it is where you are, depending on far south you are. But we're looking forward to diving into your money questions today. That's right. Not about enriching ourselves, although there's nothing wrong with money. Remember, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. But it's about being a wise steward. It's about recognizing our role as stewards or managers of God's resources, because there are profound implications to that. In fact, I'll share a few of those with you today, the life-changing implications of being a steward, or as the New Testament translates that word, a household manager of the King of Kings resources. That's a high calling, and we want to get that right. We want to help you do that each day. So whatever your specific questions are in your financial life, the number to call today, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. 525-7000. You can call right now. We can talk about your retirement plan. Maybe you have a lingering 401k. You're stuck on what to do with it. Perhaps you're interested in thinking about aligning your values with your investments and you don't know where to start. Maybe it's getting on a budget here in the new year, where we started today on the program as we looked at the idea of budgeting and some of the most common, really misconceptions, roadblocks, derailers from getting on a budget. We know that budgeting is so key, and having that spending plan is really the way that we order our finances to ensure that it aligns with our values and our priorities. Well, this is a great time of year to start with a budget, making sure that you have that plan and hit that reset button as we turn the calendar and put that in place. We want to help you with that. We can do that on the air today if you have specific questions, or you can jump into the FaithFi app as well. So many are doing that here early in the year. Maybe it's paying down debt. You know, we know a lot of folks are waking up in early January to bills that are coming in the mail from money spent in December that they just can't quite pay off. And with credit card debt at record levels, I know many of you are thinking about, how do I get out of debt once and for all? Or maybe it's purposing yourself to give more generously here in the new year, whatever it might be. Feel free to call right now. That number with lines open, we'll begin taking those questions here in just a moment, is 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Well, in the news today, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a finalized rule to eliminate approximately $49 billion in medical debt from credit reports, positively impacting an estimated 15 million Americans. The change, expected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, could also lead to the approval of 22,000 additional affordable mortgages annually. Under the new rule, consumer reporting agencies will no longer include medical debt in credit reports or scores provided to lenders. Creditors are also barred from using certain medical information in lending decisions. This move follows the CFPB research showing medical bills are an unreliable predictor of loan repayment. Now, according to the Biden-Harris administration, medical debt is the largest type of debt in collections, affecting over 100 million Americans. And many consumers face inaccurate billing or are asked to pay balances that should be covered by insurance or financial aid. Now, complementing these efforts, there was an announcement that the elimination of over $1 billion in medical debt for 750,000 Americans across various states is expected to happen by 2026 under the American Rescue Plan Act. This is landmark reform, and it really does aim to reduce financial barriers tied to healthcare, ensuring that medical emergencies don't derail economic opportunities for individuals and families. And again, just given the number of disputes that exist between providers and the patient and the insurance company, oftentimes these debts do get into collection while you're still kind of working them out. And what the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is trying to prevent is that from showing up on your credit report, which could have a significant impact ultimately on your score, which is going to be key for not only borrowing decisions, but hiring decisions and the ability to get to rent an apartment and a variety of other things, including insurance premiums. So interesting news coming out. You know, we get a lot of questions from folks wanting to know, how do I get that credit score up? And here's what I would say. You know, when it comes to your credit score, your biggest driver is, of course, your repayment history. Because remember, the whole idea behind the credit score is that it's a number that is supposed to be the most accurate predictor of whether you are going to repay a loan as agreed. And so in this digital age where we no longer have a handshake and we're doing business face-to-face and your reputation is known in the community, and that's really how lending decisions were made, now it's arm's length. And they don't know who you are. You often don't know who they are. And so we've reduced everything to an algorithm that's supposed to be a predictor of how likely you are to repay as agreed. So how do we get it up? Well, we want to first be an on-time payer. That's going to be a key driver. Beyond that, credit utilization would be your next biggest predictor or piece of your credit score. And how that breaks down is that's looking at utilization, meaning your limit, your available credit versus the amount that you actually owe. How much of that available credit have you used? And that's your utilization. Well, if that tips over 10%, it's going to start to pull your score down. When it gets above 30%, we're told by FICO, the leading credit scoring company, that's going to significantly reduce your score. So you want to keep those balances low, which really is in line with what we say, which is the biggest idea here is to make sure we're only using debt, first of all, for appreciating assets. So think home and a business. Rather not use it for a car, certainly not to go out to dinner. But we want to use debt, use credit only when we can use it for budgeted items, if possible, and then pay it off in full. That's going to keep your credit utilization low. So first is repayment history, pay on time. Second, keep your balances low. Let's try to get those paid off in full every month so we're not paying any interest. Third is your credit mix. This is 10% of your score. That's just getting at, do you have different types of credit? Now, we don't want you to take on debt and pay a dime of interest for the sake of your credit score. But what the scoring algorithm factors in is that those who show that they can manage a variety of debt types are generally better, more consistent in repaying their loans as agreed. So what are the different types? Well, revolving would be one type of account. That's another name for a credit card. It's a revolving loan. An installment loan would be a second type. That would be most like your car loan, where you have an installment. You pay the same amount every month. It's determined at the outset of the loan, and you go until you pay it off. So looking at having different types of loans, revolving, installment, a mortgage, those types of things, again, that mix is what shows the lender, based on the score, that you're a good risk, so to speak. Beyond that, we want to look at history. That's another 10% of your score. Have you been doing this for a long period of time? This is one of the challenges for those young adults who are just starting out because they're in a situation where, you know, they just don't have the history, and so that hurts them. Well, you build that up over time. That's one of the ways to get that score up. Hopefully that helps. I know there's a lot of confusion around this. All right, we're going to dive into your questions just around the corner. Do you have a question? 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
What we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God Who Speaks, the award-winning documentary from the American Family Association, is now available in a special limited edition DVD set. This release includes a Sunday school curriculum and 2 hours of additional footage. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get your copy today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
I'm Chelsea Wildman, Associate Director of the AFA Foundation. Occasionally, there are those that have a more complicated financial situation. If that's you, we would love to set up a phone consultation with our team and Rob West, host of Faith Fi on American Family Radio. We will go over your specific situation. If you are interested, please give us a call, 1-800-326-4543, extension 345, or you can visit us at afafoundation.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today. Whatever you're thinking about in your financial life, you can call right now. We'd love to tackle it with you. And if you have a testimony of how God's been at work in your finances, you can share that with us as well. That number to call today, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Cynthia. How can I help?
Hi. My husband has been struggling with his business. He's an independent distributor. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say who he's distributing for.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary. That's fine.
Okay. It's a big bread company.
Okay.
And he distributes to, you know, hospitals, your regular food markets, you know, the big chains. He's been cheated from his money, his commissions, and he was forced to resign a couple of weeks ago. And now he's getting some you know, an attorney to try and help him, you know, collect what he's owed. And they're slandering his name across, you know, the other chains, and it's not true. They're accusing him of, now we're left with $300 to our name. Last year we got a small business loan, and you know, they're due. We're working also with a financial debt relief program. And right now we're just waiting for him to get called from, you know, his background check and all that. And we're just caught in the middle of something that shouldn't be happening right now.
Yes. Well, Cynthia, I'm so sorry. I know this weighs on you in a really heavy way, just emotionally, and even can impact you spiritually and in your marriage. And so, you know, you and your husband need to stay close together on this. Make this a matter of prayer. I'd spend some time, you know, just praying through this together, knowing that, you know, there's a lot of stress that comes with everything you're describing. And yet the good news is God is your provider, not the U.S. government, not your employer, not anyone else. God is your provider. And we need to trust him. It doesn't mean it's not going to be difficult. We go through these seasons, and, you know, you need to lean into your local church. That's part of the role of the body of Christ, is to rally around you all. You need to lean into your creditors and let them know what's happening here. We need to take, you know, opportunities to take access every available benefit to you. So things like, you know, SNAP benefits, which is, you know, where, you know, you could go through a phone interview and the SNAP application process to get some help there. Emergency assistance, local food banks, and again, your church and community organizations. Look for temporary work. You know, we need to be out there pounding the pavement, looking for any opportunity to, you know, bring in some additional income. And while he's waiting for, you know, job applications to process, maybe he could get some temporary or gig work to bring in some immediate income. Disability benefits. There's utility assistance programs out there. I'm glad to hear you're seeking legal advice. That's great. I'd be happy to offer one of our certified Christian financial counselors to help you review your budget and look for opportunities to cut non-essential spending if that would be helpful to you. So I think all of these things are the steps you need to take, recognizing, hopefully, Lord willing, this is temporary. We got to keep your basic needs met first. Again, don't hesitate to reach out to those local services for additional support. And then trust that God sees your struggles and cares for you deeply. You know, I'm reminded of the sparrows in Matthew 6:26. You are valuable to him so much more than the birds of the air, and he will provide. So I think you need to lean into him through prayer. You need to seek his wisdom, remember his faithfulness, and just be constantly reminded that you are not alone and that he is with you and your husband every step of the way. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Would you like one of our team members to come alongside you and help look at your budget? Would that be helpful to you?
Well, I mean, we have gotten food from the pantries, and our church helped us with the water bill.
Okay, good, good.
But we're still waiting for, you know, assistance, but they've told us they're still looking into our applications. So Uber for right now. So
good.
Yeah,
I think that's the key, is let's find some temporary or gig work to bring in some immediate income. Listen, you guys can get through this. We're going to ask the faith and finance community to be praying for you. All the best, Cynthia. Call us back and let us know a bit more down the road. We'll be right back.
The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson.
We have not been made the greatest nation in the history of mankind. By denigrating God, we have become the greatest nation on earth because we are a nation that acknowledged Almighty God to be the source of our values, our rights, our liberties, and that therefore we are accountable to Him.
The Awakening on the podcast page at AFR.net.
We're going to dig a little deeper into the verse we started with, Matthew 6:24 and a few others. We cannot serve God and money. That generosity is a key piece of this as well. I think about what Ron Blue, the author, says often, and that is that giving actually loosens the grip that money can have over our lives.
Faith and Finance with Rob West, weekdays at 9 a.m. Central or on the AFR app.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good. To explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values, more information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Well, here in a new year, each week we're joined by Bob Dahl. He's CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. And Bob brings his market commentary and analysis to us to help us process the markets and where they might be headed from here. And Bob, this is a busy time of year for you as we kick off a new year and all the funds that you're managing. But it's also that time where you release your 10 predictions. Now, we're going to have an opportunity here on the 16th to do a deep dive into the predictions that you have for 2025 to understand where these markets might be headed. But just give us a preview of coming attractions. What are you thinking?
Yeah, so we're a little more cautious. We've had 2 years in a row, Rob, as you and your listeners know, where stocks have gone up 25% a year, 50% in 2 years. My goodness, does it get any better than this? And our view is, as a result of that, we have fewer tailwinds and some more headwinds. I could just talk about valuation when it comes to that subject. A year ago, stocks were expensive. Now they're very expensive. So the world needs to be clear, near perfect in order to justify these prices. So we think it's going to be a bumpier ride this year. Doesn't mean you can't make money, but if you're in the wrong stocks, you'll lose some money this year. And, of course, we have a new administration, Rob. And is that administration going to focus on lower taxes, on deregulation? That would be good news. But on the other hand, how much time are they going to spend on tariffs and or deportation, which are not good things for our economy? Even more complicated, would they bounce between those two pairs? You know, 1 month it's one, another month it's the other, and the market gets confused.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Bob, what about the role of the Fed? I mean, will the Fed continue to be front and center in terms of the primary driver of this market, or perhaps do they take a lesser role?
I think they will take a lesser role. Even this morning, Rob, we got some economic news that was better than expected, and out the interest rate curve, yields have been moving up, raising the question, is the Fed just going to have to pause for a while? That's very likely. We came into the year with the consensus believing the Fed would cut rates 2.5 times this year. Our guess is that's probably not going to happen. It's going to be 0, 1, 2 at most.
Yeah, interesting. Bob, I know you look at the sectors that you believe will outperform each year. You're constantly looking at that, but you publish them at this time of year. So give us an idea of where you think the bright spots are going to be.
Yeah, we always have these three are going to beat those three. And on the positive side this year, our guess is financials, energy, and consumer staples. As you know, Rob, we've liked financials for a while now. The stocks are pretty cheap, and they're the biggest beneficiary of deregulation as the administration takes power. The energy stocks, they lagged in 2024. They're pretty cheap. They have reasonable cash flow, so we want some in there. And consumer staples, we just want a defensive group in our mix this year, paying lip service to the fewer tailwinds and more headwinds theme.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. Well, inflation, of course, the last several years has been front and center. What happens there?
Our view is inflation is sticky. Remember, the Fed has asked for 2% inflation over and over. Every Fed governor in every speech seems to say, that's our target and we're going to get there. Not 2 point something, 2.0.
Yeah.
Well, we're in most measures between 2.5 and 3 as we speak. And our guess is absent a recession, which we don't think we'll get real soon, we won't get down to the 2%. So inflation, another reason the Fed doesn't have a lot of leeway to lower rates.
All right. Bob, one of the areas that I know wasn't really encouraging last year, and you called this at this time, heading into 2024, was just the growth in the values-based or faith-based investing space as we see more assets flooding into these values-aligned investments. Do you think that trend continues, and are you encouraged by that?
It's certainly encouraged. Yes, we do think it will continue. Last year, as you know, it was the 8th year in a row that this little but growing piece of the investing world continued to grow, higher market share. And the reason is simple. Individuals, financial advisors, and institutions are saying, my goodness, why wouldn't we line up all of our lives, including our investments, with our values and our faith? And that's causing people to become aware of this and invest in that direction.
Yeah, that's great. Well, if you head, folks, to crossmarkglobal.com, you can learn about values-based investing. They have some really helpful tools there that will help you to understand what does this look like as I bring this into my portfolio and even exploring some products that allow you to do just that. While you're there, be sure to sign up for Bob's weekly investment commentary, Dahl's Deliberations, if you want to get a preview of his 10 predictions for the year, even before the 16th, where he'll unpack that for us on this broadcast. By signing up for the investment commentary, you'll get a copy of that right away. Again, that's crossmarkglobal.com. Bob, thanks for your time, sir.
Have a great year.
All right, you too. That's Bob Dahl. He's CEO and CIO at Crossmark Global Investments, a Wall Street veteran, a Christ follower, and really a leader in the faith-based investing space. All right, let's round out the broadcast today with your questions, 800-525-7000. To Alabama we go. Hi, Ralph. Go ahead, sir.
Morning, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a couple of Social Security questions.
All right.
One is I waited until full retirement age, started collecting Social Security, and I still work full time. My wife, she's past full retirement age, still works full time, has not started collecting her Social Security. Now, I heard she could collect off of mine. I just want to make sure if she does that, it does not interfere with mine in any way now or even in the future.
Hmm. Yeah.
I guess it's a spousal benefit or whatever.
Right. So your wife cannot collect spousal benefits on your record while she and not collect her own benefits. So for her to be eligible for spousal benefits, you have to be receiving Social Security benefits, which you are, and then she has to apply for her own benefits, and then she would get the higher of the two. You can't switch back and forth like you used to be able to do. So it doesn't affect you at all or your benefits, but she would have to decide, you know, to go ahead and begin collecting, and then she could earn the higher of the two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, if you pass away first, I will say your wife would be eligible for survivor's benefits. So as a surviving spouse, she would receive 100% of your benefit amount as long as she's at full retirement age. So she will get that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was my second question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I appreciate it, Rob.
All right. Lord bless you, sir. Thanks for being on the program today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. You know, this whole area of Social Security is really challenging for folks. I will say that we mentioned this, I think, briefly yesterday, but in case you missed it, there was a big change that just recently took place just this past Sunday with the Social Security Fairness Act. If you're somebody who's been subject to a provision called windfall elimination, or the government pension offset, those have been repealed. Those are longstanding provisions that reduced benefits for decades for teachers, firefighters, police officers, and other public sector workers who also receive pension income. The windfall elimination impacted around 2 million beneficiaries by reducing their benefits because they were receiving a pension from a job that didn't withhold Social Security, but even if they paid into Social Security through another job, they were not able to get those benefits. The government pension offset impacted about, nearly 750,000 spouses, widows, and widowers by cutting their Social Security benefits if they also received their own government pensions. So this repeal will result in about 2.5 million Americans receiving retroactive lump sum payments to address benefit shortfalls for 2024. And then the law will additionally boost monthly Social Security benefits for those affected households, starting with payments again, after December 2023. So retroactive to the beginning of last year and then moving forward, of course. Now, while Social Security Administration has not yet released the details on implementing the changes, this new law is a significant financial relief for public servants and their families who, again, paid into Social Security often through a job beyond their teacher job or their public service job, but they were not able to get those benefits because of this provision. It's now gone, and this is going to allow millions of workers to see a bump in their check. I believe the average bump is around $360 a month. That's the average. Could go higher than that, depending on your situation. But certainly some welcome news for folks out there who are impacted by it. Well, thanks so much for being along with us today. We covered a lot of ground. You know, where I started today was talking about the importance of recognizing that our role as stewards has significant implications. You see, we have responsibilities, not rights. We're to manage God's resources according to His will, not our own desires. And so that means making decisions based on what pleases God and what aligns with His words, with His word. We're accountable. We're going to stand before the judgment seat and give an account. We're to live with an eternal perspective. We should be faithful in the small things. We want to hold God's money loosely and give generously. And, you know, that's one of the keys to, I think, Our role as a steward is to live that generous life with an open hand posture, ready to receive and know that's a blessing from the Lord, but ready to give it away as well. I hope this program will encourage you in that each day. Listen, I couldn't do this without my team today. My producer, Devin Patrick, on our phones today, Sandy Dickinson doing an amazing job, and Mr. Taylor Stanritz providing great research and support today. Folks, I hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow. It's been a pleasure to be along with you today. May the Lord bless you, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.